As Tom Cerruti is now joining us outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, this is a results-based business. I get it, but I sure liked what I saw for big chunks of that game tonight from your team.
You know what, Schulze, I don't want to hear the results-based business crap. It is, but also it's a little different animal we're playing right here too. So I mean that.
Very
like,
true.
So let's not, I don't want to say that either. We are in a results-based business, and I'm the one who usually says it, but our guys played their hearts out. They won the third period. We made it a game. And, again, they've pinned a lot of people's ears back this year. And you know what? So I just making sure I just emphasize that to our listeners a little bit.
You managed the puck in the third period. You were breaking the puck out not only quickly but efficiently and effectively. And if you can – that first pass was just so much better tonight than it was last Saturday. And your offense, I mean, that's going to come, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, again, we had a little momentum. We scored a goal right there. We made it – you know what? We made it – you know, we made it close, and we had jam in the third, and, you know, this is hockey. We've seen it 6 million times. It's just, you know, this is hockey, and we expected that out of our guys in the third.
Riley Funk blocks that shot there early in the second period. Talk about, you know, what a forward has to do to block a shot that far away from the goal, I mean, just structurally and positionally, and then to, oh, by the way, go corral the puck and go score. That's a heck of a play on both ends.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have shot it. I mean, it was a situation where it was kind of an erratic shot. Funker was right on top of him. You could not miss the shin pad right there. But you know what? But it was a big goal for us, obviously.
Heck of a move there. He's, you know, between the hash marks, and he just kind of dipped his left shoulder slightly, got the goalie moving quickly, and he got that thing to the backhand and in the net. Those are pretty good hands for a big guy.
Yeah, he's got good mitts. He's good and tight. You know, Funker, and he's kind of in the zone right now.
Dante hits the crossbar there, and you can tell his frustration from up here in the press box. Heck of a play getting him the puck. Quick release by him, too, there on that play.
Yeah, again, I didn't know that was Dante, but, no, I mean, it would have been nice to have some eyeballs right there, you know.
You pull the goalie. You kept your foot on the gas there. Just from what you want to do 6-on-5, did you like what you saw?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had good momentum. We were playing good. We were in the zone. And absolutely, I wanted to pop one. We wanted to pop one. I mean, we knew, obviously, the minute to go, we're down 2. I mean, I'm not stupid. But we wanted to pop one. And that was important to the guys. And we gave it a hell of an effort.
Matias Scholl. What a night he had. There were a couple of game savers tonight from Matias, and I hate to say we're expecting this from him now, night in and night out, but he's got enough sample size here. He's just a darn good goalie.
Yes, he is. He's a really good goalie. I think we all know that, absolutely.
How do your guys feed off of that when he makes a save like that? What's the bench like when he makes a save like that?
Well, I mean, it's just he's keeping you in the game. That's the biggest thing is he's keeping you in the game. Then, you know, you're one shot closer, you know? So...
see you on Saturday, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers here. Gophers win tonight 5-3. It was a whale of a hockey game. Unbelievable third period tonight.